I'm Charity Nebbe. Today on Talk of Iowa, we talked about the history of the Ku Klux Klan, particularly in North Iowa and in Minnesota. And we had so many interesting stories from listeners that we weren't able to include all of them on the show. But Larry in Des Moines has agreed to chat with us now. Larry, what is your story?
Well, I grew up in an Irish Catholic family, and my grandparents on both sides of my family, one set of grandparents were from North and South English in Parnell, and my other grandparents were from Stewart. So, you know, part of them were from East Central Iowa, and the other part were from West Central Iowa. And my mother and father both, and my grandparents that were still alive when I was born, talked about the fact that it was quite common that the Klan would burn crosses on their church lawns. They did it in Beloit, and they did it in Stewart. And in Stewart, south of town, was the family farm, the family homestead. And in the late 1920s, the Klan decided that they would come out to our home and stick a cross in the front yard and set it on fire. And my grandfather sat on the front porch and with a shotgun across his lap. And he, when they all got done burning the cross, he kept his two boys inside, my father and my uncle. And my father was 20 years old at the time. And my father was born in 1907. So this would have been 1927. And they got done, and they started to walk towards the house, and my grandfather got off his chair and walked over, and he said, "Boys, just go home. Just go home. You've done what you want to do." And so that was it. Now, you fast forward to the late 1950s, early 1960s, and my father was in the barber chair here in Des Moines with a guy that had cut his hair for years. He was a family friend from Stewart. They had been boyhood friends forever, and nobody was in the barber shop. And the barber got done with his cutting my father's hair, and he came around, and before he took the towel off and the rest of the stuff, he looked my dad in the eye, and he said, "You know, Ed, I was there that night that we burned the cross on your family's front lawn." And he said, I have felt guilty my entire life about that event." And my dad looked back at him and he said, "Well," he said, "you know, my friend, I knew you were there." Wow. "And I forgave you years ago." And, you know, here's a man that had felt bad about what he had done and had that guilt his entire life. And, you know, my dad had forgiven him. But, you know, there are a lot of stories. I went to a Catholic grade school here in Des Moines. I went to Holy Trinity. And the old priest that started that grade school was a guy named Frank Ostick. And Frank Ostick told us stories about the Klan used to rally north of Des Moines. Now where it's a field which is across the interstate north of Des Moines. And they would come out Beaver Avenue, big carloads of them, with skull and crossbones on the front of their cars, and they're all wearing their hoods. And Father Ostick would sit there at Beaver Bend in his house. There was a house there where the Holy Trinity Catholic Church is today. And he would sit there without his collar on and watch these guys go out and burn. And they'd have big rallies and raise hell and stuff. And so those are just some of the family memories we grew up with as kids. And I thought you might appreciate it.
So, Larry, before I let you go, what did you take away from those stories when your family told them when you were growing up?
Well, you know, it instilled in me that this whole thing about religious or racial prejudice was something that we needed to feel sorry for people that feel that way. And I know I've instilled it in my children that that's just not the way we're supposed to live. And that's not the way, and I'm a native Iowan, You know, that's not the way Native Iowans are. That's not in our history. But we do have times when, you know, people, for whatever reason, you know, lose their head and these things come along and people get caught up in it. And so I just feel sorry for folks like that. And I just decided I'm going to pray for them.